Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Here's Sammy the Shovel here to tell you to call before you dig.
A lot of homeowners are working hard to create a loving home. Whether it's expanding that crowded deck, maybe a swimming pool, good times start with these additions. And that's why we respectfully ask you to first call 811 and have your utilities properly marked before you dig. It saves you from injury and expense. It's the law, and it's just the right thing to do. So call 811 before you dig. Remember us for your next project. Just call 811.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Bob Getty and Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Hattiesburg. Great weather here, Kelly.
Man, you're not kidding. Yeah. It's a shame there's no baseball game tonight.
Yeah, exactly. As opposed to Tuesday night in the ice storm. Yeah. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to cater this weekend's baseball series. Or a great place to have a good meal any night of the week. We sure appreciate all that Justin and those guys at Dickey's do for Southern Miss Athletics and, of course, for our show. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking to Dalton Trigg here in just a few minutes. He's a writer for SI.com. We got a Troy coach on the show today, Kelly.
Yeah, I think you're going to be interested about his in his story. He's the recruiting coordinator and assistant coach for Troy. And in the production meeting, you were taking a look at the Troy roster. You talk about going all over the country to get their players.
It's an international roster, one might say. And Coach Oz is going to have a press conference at 1:30. We'll get a report from our man Dima at 1:50. And maybe we'll find out what the new weekend rotation is about. That's going to be interesting. Our first guest may know Dalton Trigg writes for SI.com, and I've gotten the impression he's a big Southern Miss guy. You know, Kelly, you and I have had this discussion before, former quote-unquote journalist in another lifetime ago. There's so many out there now that are quote-unquote journalists. And with all due respect, a lot of the stuff is very amateurish, right?
Right.
Understandably. Not the case with our guest here. I think Dalton Trigg has done a really good job covering Southern Miss sports and is contributing to SI.com. And Dalton, welcome to the Eagle Hour, man. We're glad to meet you.
Bob, Kelly, I really appreciate it. Appreciate y'all having me on. And I think y'all do a great job. I know it's a lot to handle, you know, the production stuff and staying consistent with it and all that, but you know, I think y'all do a great job as well, and I appreciate the kind words.
Well, thank you very much. Tell us how you got involved writing for this SportsIllustrated.com?
It is, yeah. So I am a big Southern Miss guy. I grew up, born and raised Southern Miss. You know, my grandfather, Gerald Sullivan, he you know, had Sullivan Motors up there in Collins. And when I was growing up, he had me at all different kinds of Southern Miss sporting events. So those roots were planted early. Graduated from Southern Miss in 2016 and college business. And then, you know, I've always wanted to be involved with the sports side of it somehow. And, you know, I've been in sports media for nearly a decade now. And then in the last year, it just so happened the opportunity came up, you know, because I was covering the Dallas Mavericks for Sports Illustrated for probably 3 years, and then the opportunity came up to start a Southern Miss site on Sports Illustrated. So that was in the works in October of last year. We finally got it up and running at the end of January, and I mean it's been fantastic so far. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoy interacting with you know, everybody throughout the different sports programs and, you know, players and, you know, Coach Oz and Coach Ladner and all those guys. It's been a great brief run so far, but I'm excited for what the future unfolds for it.
You know, Sully, you talked about Sullivan Motors, and to remind a lot of our listeners who might be a little bit older that Charlie Sullivan
played for MK, didn't
he? Yeah, sure did. Played basketball.
That's correct. Yeah, my Uncle Charlie. He was playing, and then I believe he was roommates with Coach Ladner, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right? And he survived that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bob, you and I might not remember what we had for breakfast, but we remember.
We remember that kind of stuff, yeah. Don't we? Yeah. It's kind of like I can see across the parking lot, but if I read without glasses, it's like a blur.
That's right.
That's being old, right, Kelly?
It is.
Nothing Dalton would know anything about. Dalton's a young guy. Well, Dalton, you're doing a really great job, man. Give us your thoughts about this baseball team. What, 17-4, and yet we get really stressed out when they don't win a game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obviously given how the hitting has been, had some struggles here early, but with those struggles, you're still 17-4. So obviously, you take that. But I was looking at some stats and, you know, kind of how everything settled out last year compared to what it is this year so far. So, you know, last year the team ended first in batting average in the Sun Belt, a little over 300. This year so far, they're around 10th, I believe. Yeah, exactly 10th. So they're 264 so far this year overall as a team, despite having the best ERA in the Sun Belt with, you know, 2.59. It's actually one of the best in the nation. I don't know exactly where it is in that ranking. I know it's top 10, though. So you look at that, that's all great. You got the recent news with Colby Allen going back to the bullpen, which, you know, I think is going to be fantastic for him individually and the team overall, just because he's so great in that role. But, you know, I'm satisfied with how things have gone this year, despite the hitting struggles at times. I just don't see, you know, I'm looking down the list here. Tucker Stockman, you know, he's batting 200 so far this year. Matthew Russo, pretty much the leader of the team, batting 232. I would be absolutely shocked if those two guys specifically stayed around those numbers the rest of the year. I fully expect them to break out of it. You can kind of tell with Russo here lately, he has tried. You know, you can see glimpses of him breaking out of it. He's just had some plays kind of go against him. He was 2 feet short of a three-run bomb in Biloxi the other night against Nichols. And, you know, he's hit the ball really hard and just had some opponents in the infield make some really good plays. And I would be shocked if we don't see, as the weather warms up and as we get further along into the schedule, if we don't see better hitting from this team the rest of the year.
I think we will. And, Kelly, traditionally hitting comes when the weather starts getting warmer, right?
Yeah, the pitchers always have the advantage early in the year. Mm-hmm. That's just they've been working on their craft, but the hitters have only been seeing practice pitching, machine pitching. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, at the beginning of the season, pitchers are always going to have the advantage.
So you're not concerned at all?
No, I never have been. I mean, yeah. I've just been around it too long, and it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And when you take into account this schedule that Southern Miss has played, and, you know, Dima, who's at Southern Miss right now to tend to Coach Oz's press conference, he and I have kind of had these spirited discussions where he doesn't think RPI is near as important as I do. Mm-hmm. And when you have that kind of an RPI, even losing a few games and you only drop one or two spots in the RPI, that kind of tells you.
Yeah, no question. That's due to the schedule they've been playing, obviously. All right, Dalton, I want you to fill our listeners in, the Eagle Hour listeners, What all are you doing with your site, and where people can find your writing?
Well, if you know, writing is what I do the most of these days, and you can find all of that. It's Southern Miss Golden Eagles on SI. You can go to www.si.com/college/Southern Miss, or you can simply just go to Google and type in, you know, Southern Miss on SI. It'll pop right up. Also do some, every now and then, you know, probably once a week, we do the Nasty Bunch and Beyond podcast, mm-hmm. covering football, basketball, baseball. So, you know, it's not like a daily thing like y'all do, but, you know, I do try to come on and talk about everything Southern Miss Golden Eagles athletics as I can, but you can find all the written work at Southern Miss Golden Eagles on SI.
Well, remember, Dalton, Kelly and I are really old. We don't have anything else to do but this. You're a young man. You got a full and active life. Full and active life going on, right, Sander?
I down these podcasts, I think I'm about the only person in the country that doesn't have a podcast.
Well, you were early, though, man. You used to do one long before it became...
Well, yeah, but it involved carrier pigeons and smoke signals. You know,
yeah, it was very entertaining, though.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to say real quickly, too, that Dalton and I reached an agreement earlier this week, and he'll be pulling some quotes from various interviews that we do on the show for his articles, and then we'll attribute that to the Eagle Hour and link our show to his writing. So, Dalton, man, we're looking forward to a great partnership with you, young man, and I want to just tell you again, I told you the other night, and I really mean this, I think you're doing a wonderful job covering Southern Miss, and man, we're glad to have you partner up with us.
Well, I appreciate that. It always helps to, you know, have a little bit of extra content out there, and, you know, I like listening to, you know, when you have Coach Oz and Coach Creel and other guests on, and I think it'll be a good thing going forward. But I greatly appreciate all the kind words, and like I said, just looking forward to growing this thing and having a good thing going forward.
All right, thank you, my man. We'll be in touch with you pretty soon, okay?
That sounds good. Thanks, guys. Right.
Dalton Trigg, everybody. SI.com/college/Southern Miss. You got that?
I got it.
We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Our good buddies at Forest Health remind you that it's the time of the year when you really need to think about the most important player on the team, and that's you. We're into a new year. It's time to get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. If you've got any questions about that sort of thing, Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Just reach out, foresthealth.org. And check out everything they offer at Forest Health. And I've said it a million times, Kelly, but I don't think you can say it enough how fortunate we are to have that medical facility here.
A lot of different magazines, nationwide magazines, publish best places to retire every year. And Hattiesburg is always on the list. And because of people like at Forest Health, that's why. I mean, because we can joke about it all we want, but I mean, we get old. And as we get old, things break down, and the old gray mare ain't what it used to be.
Right.
And it's great to know that right in your backyard, you have healthcare professionals like that.
Boy, that's an understatement. The old gray mare ain't what it used to be. You got to tell me, brother.
And that's where the phrase getting long in the tooth comes from. But as horses get older, their gums recede and their teeth get longer. So that's where that phrase comes from. Long in the tooth.
How do you know this kind of crap?
Because I have no life.
I'm telling you. Do you sit around at night and just read books about weird facts and
memorize
them?
I like the origin of words and phrases. I'm just kind of fascinated by all that.
Man, that's big talking, the origin of words and phrases. I've never heard you talk like that.
Yeah, well, it's somebody's got to do it, right? I guess.
Matt Warren could probably do it. You know who he is, though.
I do.
He's the manager and co-owner of Eagle Tire West. That's who you need to see for premium Goodyear products. Full-service auto and truck service. Eagle Tire West is next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family-operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full-service, and big Southern Miss support. All right, Kelly, we're going to veer off of Southern Miss for just a minute or two here. You and I are kind of old school about sports. We've made no secret about that. There is, I think it's fair to say a new age of coaching in collegiate athletics, and maybe some of the younger guys are more tolerant of things. Is that fair to say than some of the old school guys are?
Yeah, tolerant. That's a good word. Yeah.
Mississippi State just hired an old school, highly successful baseball coach. And according to reports that we saw this week, apparently three of his players, one of which I think came to State from Virginia, shall we say, were not real honest about feeling well, skip practice, and the coach then learned that on that same day they were at a nightclub partying, and he's old school. He didn't like that much, did he, Kelly?
And, of course, he got proof.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have proof. Of course, anywhere you go these days, you're going to be filmed or videotaped by somebody with phones and things like that. Yeah, apparently, according to O'Connor, those players, it was definitely them. And he said, you're not going to dishonor this university, this uniform, or this game by being dishonest and not being where you're supposed to be, that you also let down your teammates. You set a terrible example for young kids, and we don't have to have you on this team. You're not that great. You can be replaced. And so he drew the line in the sand, and I applaud him for it.
I respect that. I sure respect that. Of course, they got a lot of talent on their team.
Sure.
Obviously, he's got other players, but a lot of coaches wouldn't have been so willing to do that. Apparently, from what I read, he didn't hesitate.
No. No, and I like I said, I think it's great, but the problem, like with these younger kids coming up now, with these what they call helicopter parents that are all over their, you know, they just shadow their kids everywhere they go, and these younger high school coaches, one of the local area high school coaches here in the Hattiesburg area resigned his position as head coach to become an assistant coach on the same team. Because he didn't want to have to deal with parents.
Is that right?
And it's because parents, it's junior can do no wrong.
Right.
You know, and this is where these two worlds are colliding. You got somebody, a guy like O'Connor, who respects the game and honors the game and knows what it's all about. And then you got these younger kids coming up who have been told since they were 5 years old how special they are and how they are going to play shortstop for the New York Yankees. And those two worlds collide, and it's usually there's usually a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah, odds are real good playing shortstop for the New York.
Oh,
Yankees,
sure, sure. Yeah. Especially when you saw in the World Baseball Classic, and we talked about this yesterday, that the future of baseball is in Latin America.
It clearly is.
I mean, it's the American pastime, but what we need to start seeing is maybe it's the Latin American pastime, because a lot of the stars, upcoming stars, are coming from that part of the world.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this, like that or not, pay attention to the Latin American players when you're watching baseball broadcasts. Watch when they're playing the national anthem. Every one of those young men standing up there with their hands on their heart, respectful of the United States, and I appreciate that from them.
And it was just heartwarming to see a country like Venezuela, who, like I said, hardly ever wins anything, and has had a lot of upheaval in their country. So it was great. Yeah. But Brian O'Connor, look, this is a great message to the rest of the guys at Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah.
You know the old phrase, F around and find out or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, some guys did.
I'll tell you what's interesting. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the show in Petal at First Bank, and Scott Berry, I was told this morning, is going to be our guest. We'll ask Scott how he would have reacted to a situation like that. I will predict it's exactly like Coach O'Connor.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think Scott would have tolerated that a second.
He won't hesitate.
I don't think Oz would tolerate that a second.
Now, the problem with some of these coaches, too, particularly with the better players, is sometimes they'll turn their head because they don't have any other players.
Correct.
I got to have this guy.
State doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, no, they don't. No. And that's an advantage when you are a coach that has a lot of talent like that. But.
No.
And you hate that coaches will knowingly turn their heads because they don't have any other players, because then you get accused of, well, there are rules for the talented guys, which are no rules. And then the guys that are on down the line, they're the ones that have to toe the mark.
You know, what surprised me a little bit about that story, too, is they're doing so well. I mean, you know, they're really playing well, and they're way up in the polls. And You know, you would think kids that have the privilege of playing on a baseball team like Mississippi State, they would do nothing to endanger that.
And here's the thing that you would think that those guys would also know. In this age of social media, and that
someone's going to know.
Everybody's got a camera on their phone now.
Right.
They can take still pictures. They can take videos. It's going to get back to the coach.
Right.
So, and if they made that gross of an error of judgment that they did not think that Coach O'Connor would find out about this, then maybe those guys aren't as smart as you thought they were.
Coach O'Connor was clearly smarter, wasn't he?
Well, he made it clear to them what his expectations were. I say were because I don't know what the future of those guys, if they have a future on that team now.
I'll just say this, man. If you're a young guy that has an opportunity to play Division I baseball, and you can play for Southern Miss, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, any of the three great programs in this state, man, you need to protect that. You need to understand how fortunate you are to be on one of those three rosters. Am I wrong?
And there would be some of them would argue, oh, man, but they also have to be college kids. They have to enjoy the college experience. Here's my answer to that. This is what you signed up for. This is what you wanted. Mm-hmm. This comes with it. Right. This expected behavior comes with it. And if you're not up to it, turn in your uniform and party all you want.
And not to mention, you're getting paid to do it.
Some of them rather handsomely.
Yeah, some of them. I think he made a reference to, you know, they cash their checks, but, you know, they're not going to disrespect this program.
Well, guess what?
Mistake.
And I guarantee you they wouldn't do it again if they get another opportunity.
But. Hey, coming up on the show, Ryan Feynman's about to join us. He's an assistant coach at Troy and their recruiting coordinator. We're going to ask him about this. This is fascinating. I went down their roster today. And of course, they have kids from Alabama, obviously, and Florida. They had a number of them. But this caught my eye. They have players on their roster from Washington State, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, Ontario, Canada, and Australia.
Boy, their recruiting budget must be through
the
roof.
Who do they play baseball in Ontario, Canada, right?
Hey, put another shrimp on the Barbie down there in Australia.
Yeah, or in Australia.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting conversation. Troy 9-11 on the year, but they've won three straight. They defeated Georgia earlier this year in a midweek game. And I say they won two of three from Old Dominion, and they beat Alabama State Tuesday night. I don't think that this is going to be a bit easier than Arkansas.
No, and I think they're starting to hit their stride.
I know.
You don't know how far into that stride they are.
I know.
But and weather this weekend, you know, we joked about how cold it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw the weather forecast. High in the mid to upper 80s. You're going to need sunscreen this weekend. Well, of course, you won't because you're in the executive lounges, you know, with all the important people.
I don't sit upstairs. I sit out and watch the game. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to go from shivering in the seventh inning to the point I had to go sit in the car to sweating all in the same week.
But even if you wanted a hot chocolate this weekend, it'll still be pretty high rent. You might have to make payments.
I can't afford any more hot chocolate, so I get paid again. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to the Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander along with Bob Getty from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg. This segment of the program brought to you by DBAT Training for softball and baseball. We talked about the travel baseball and softball season. It's hitting its stride right now. And whether it's cold or hot outside, you always have the DBAT facilities, air-conditioned comfort inside practice your hitting, pitching, or physical fitness trainers. Everybody there to take care of you. And don't forget the family memberships. If you're going to be there a lot, memberships make a lot of fiscal sense. DBAT and DBAT Training, we're glad that they're with us here on the Eagle Hour. Joining us now on the program is Ryan Feynman, who is the recruiting coordinator for the Troy Trojans, who come into the Hattiesburg area this weekend to take on the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. And let me tell you about Coach Feynman here. He's been, if you're going to get somebody to recruit players, this guy knows where to find them. First of all, experience at Chipola Junior College in Florida, one of the top baseball programs every single year in junior college. He's been at the University of Alabama. You've probably heard about them. They've been in all the papers. And has some Sun Belt experience being at Old Dominion, and I think maybe even a little bit at South Al. Is that, Coach, fair to say, Coach? And good to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No time at South Al. It was at New Orleans after my time at Chipola, but also another great program.
Yeah, New Orleans was in the Southland, I think, at the time. But Bob made reference to players that you have on your roster, one of them from my home state, like 3 miles from my high school in Urbandale, Iowa. But you've got players from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Australia, really all
Washington State, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, Ontario, and Australia.
So your recruiting budget, Coach Feynman, must be through the roof.
I'll tell you this. We have a really good community that likes to give us some stuff, and we're super thankful for them. But, yeah, you kind of the way we kind of recruit, you're just trying to find the best player, best person, no matter what state it's in, because we know Troy's an awesome place, and cool to kind of bring guys from all over into this town that really accepts them and shows out for them every single weekend at home.
You know, prior to the season, you guys were getting all kinds of love in the preseason polls and prognostications, and they're not as the type of start that you would like to have. Has anybody been pressing the panic button at this point yet?
No panic button. You just got to go out there and flip the script and play some good baseball, and you know, I think we're catching our stride. We struggled early on, but I know the guys stay confident. We're lucky enough that Coach Meade instills confidence in all the guys every single day. So I know this group should be ready to go this weekend against a good good tested Southern Miss team.
What is the best executing aspect of your ball club right now, and what has been areas of concern that has kept you up at night?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've really pitched it well as of late. I think this team plays really good defense. Offensively, I think we're starting to catch our stride right now. Got a few guys back in the lineup, so it's kind of just a new day and kind of just wake up and get after it.
Coach, you defeated Georgia in a midweek game 6-5. You beat ODU 2 out of 3 in the opening of conference play, and then won your game Tuesday night. So 3 straight wins. It kind of sounds like maybe the trouble is behind you a little bit.
Well, you'd hope so. I know that our guys every single day is kind of a new day, and you just kind of go full force into it. I know the struggle early on, it sucked, but also those losses help you win games later on. And I know that Georgia win was awesome to see some guys step up. And over the weekend against Old Dominion, they got us on Friday night, and our guys stepped up and have won a couple in a row. So I know they're feeling good.
And it is what it is, but would you rather face a Southern Miss team early in the season or later in the Sun Belt schedule?
I don't think it fully matters. Southern Miss is Southern Miss. They're going to be good no matter what. They're well-coached. They're a good group of guys, and they always have a great fan base with them. So whenever you can play them, it's always going to be an awesome matchup, and I know our guys are looking forward to the opportunity to be able to play them.
Well, we sure saw some close games between the two schools over the last couple of years. I think we can probably expect that again this weekend. Good competitive baseball between two teams that are pretty even overall. Is that a fair assessment, Coach?
Yeah, I think every time we play them, it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be really good arms going at it, really good bats competing in the box, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere, whether it's there or it's at Troy, and this year happens to be there. So it's going to be a fun weekend of three good baseball games, I hope.
Yeah. Well, in coming to Hattiesburg and trying to prepare, Coach Feynman, let me ask you this. Have you ever been hit in the head with a beer can?
I have not, and I'm going to try to make it 3 more games without getting hit in the head. I might wear a skull cap in the dugout if I have to.
No, our fans will be very quiet and humble all weekend, Coach. I can assure you of that. Very, very humble.
I'm sure they will be, but they got a great fan base, so I know we're looking forward to playing in front of it.
So going into the season, Coach Feynman, what did you guys think were going to be your strengths, and has that been the case so far?
I mean, I think going into the season, we felt like we had to bring in a lot of new guys. this summer. Obviously, with our arms, we didn't return a whole lot. So you wanted to bring a lot of guys that had good experience early on, which we have. And offensively, we're a little bit older. So I think that clicking right now is a big piece for us because I think we should be a very good offensive team.
Okay, when you look at, and you talked about some of your players, you went the junior college route, and it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my observation is it's not as big a jump in baseball for guys to go from junior college to Division I as it would be, say, for basketball or football. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for me to really talk on that too much because I don't fully know how football, basketball correlates to it. Like, I know that Troy football this year had a really good year, and I know they had some junior college players that were really good. But I do know for baseball, if you get the right kid, the right mindset, the right type of makeup, it doesn't matter the jump you make, right? Because you're talented already. You wouldn't be getting recruited. But if you got the right makeup, then you're definitely going to be set up for success whatever place you might land at.
In the last segment, Bob and I talked about, we think that the future of Major League Baseball is not necessarily Asia, not Japan and Korea, but more the Dominican Republic and the Latin America with the Venezuelans winning the WBC. What are your thoughts, Coach Freiman, going forward?
I just think baseball's so good all over now. Like, I think it's really blown up. Baseball's always obviously been a big sport, but now more than ever, you're starting to see it publicized all over the world. And obviously in Dominican and Latin America, there's such amazing players. And watching the WBC, like, it's crazy just how many good players there are. So I know from my time at Chipola, like where we would go into Latin America and try to find the best players as well. Like, you're really starting to see in junior college baseball and even Division I baseball.
Coach, as a man that makes his living in the sport of collegiate baseball, 2-point question. Did you ever think you would see this sport as popular as it now is in the country? And what do you attribute the enormous growth in popularity too?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome to see the blow up as it's had. I think like college baseball going on the ESPN Plus every game, like you're starting to see this publicized throughout social media so much more, especially the college game, right? It's really growing everything. And it's been awesome to be able to see it because these kids deserve the social media love they're getting, or whether it's on ESPN Plus, you got all these kids from all different states on the roster and their families and friends can all watch them play online. Like, that's an awesome opportunity. It makes it a lot easier for the sport to keep growing. Yeah. And baseball players are just getting better overall. Every single day you see a new player that's even better than before.
The Trojans coming in this weekend, Coach, against the Golden Eagles. Who are some Trojans whose names we might be hearing in the future in Major League Baseball? Who are some of the names we should remember?
Well, I think this team's got a good bit of it. I think both teams are going to. I know Ben Stubbs, Dylan Alonso, those guys that will be throwing a lot. Those guys got a real chance to be draft picks one day, and there's plenty more as well that I can name. But this group's got a lot of good talent, so I'm excited to see it showcased out at Southern Miss this weekend.
All right, Coach, my final question is, have you met Barry McKnight, your play-by-play voice?
Of course I have. Barry's the best.
Well, Barry is our favorite. We deal with every school in the Sun Belt on this show. Barry is clearly our favorite, but I want you to ask Barry the next time you see him if he remembers – back in the fall, doing the play-by-play on the Eagle Hour in his radio voice, describing his Thanksgiving dinner with his family. It was a priceless moment on the Eagle Hour, wasn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, but you know, I don't think, and Coach Freiman could probably tell us, I don't think his radio voice, Bob, is any different than his regular voice.
Now, does he talk like that when you're just having a conversation with him?
Barry is Barry. It's the best voice I've ever been around. It is every day. It doesn't change. He's like the epitome of Troy, right? Like, people you talk about are just such good people, genuine human beings. Like, that's Barry right there.
Yeah, I mean, he is the best. There's no doubt.
He's the only guy that can make it exciting describing somebody making scrambled eggs. You know,
well, he made it exciting. 100%. He made it exciting talking about slicing the turkey and all of that. It was hilarious. It was one of the greatest segments we've ever had.
He'll sing the seventh inning stretch at home, and it's like the best voice ever. Like, you get excited when you hear it on loudspeaker.
That, no question. Be sure to give him the regards from the Eagle Hour. Would you do that, Coach?
100% I will.
And thank you very, very much for being on the show. We appreciate you being a good sport about stuff, and we look forward to having Troy in town because we always know it'll be good collegiate baseball.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on, and really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys out there this weekend.
All right. Now, Coach, we're going to try to beat your brains out. You know that.
I do know, but you know that we're going to be trying to do the same.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Coach. Coach Ryan Freiman, everybody, from Troy University. I mean, you can have fun with your opponents, can't you, Kelly?
Sure, sure. Not, and like I said, if you catch a stray beer can in the forehead.
Stuff just happens. Yeah. I meant that, though. Kelly and I love Barry McKnight. We just think he's the best. All right, when we come back, we're kind of fond of Dima Mixon, too. We're going to hear from him next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we want to thank Coach Ryan Feinman. That was a lot of fun, man. I appreciate him coming on the show. And I also want to thank Dalton Trigg for his contribution earlier. Hey, real quickly, I want to remind you about our good buddies at Jewel Masters. That's where you take your old gold and silver, old jewelry, old coins, whatever it may be. You'll get the most money for it. You'll get a fair evaluation. Everything will be confidential, and no one has done it longer or better than Jewel Masters. They, of course, are located on Highway 98 across the street from Academy Sports. If you've got old gold, gold, silver, old coins, old jewelry that you don't want anymore, take it to Jewel Masters and walk out with greenbacks.
And some of the gold I had, I was so proud of it, I had it bronzed.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's because I'm sure it was high-quality gold to begin with. Dima Mixon just left the press conference with Coach Christian Ostrander, and there is a new weekend starting baseball pitchers rotation. Let's hear it, Dima.
Yeah, Oz was able to confirm it for us, and it is Graydon Harris on Friday, to be announced on Saturday, and on Sunday will continue to be McCarty English.
Yeah. This to be announced guy, is he a lefty?
He's ambidextrous. He throws from both sides. He is also undefeated this season. So.
Throws from both sides.
I've always said I'd give my right arm to be ambidextrous.
What else did Oz have to say today, Damon?
You know, we kind of talked to him a lot about that conversation he had with Colby Allen on Monday. This conversation that keeps getting referenced back by all the coaches when asked about it. And apparently it just happened to be a really long discussion with Colby Allen about where he's best suited in the team. And it really sounds like to me that Colby Allen is excited about being back in the bullpen. He thinks it's best for the team. And I asked Christian Ostrander just about his character, just to, you know, having to get that news where you're, you know, you go from the Friday night guy to not even being a starter on the weekend rotation anymore. And he told me, and I agree with him, that it just says so much about the character of Colby Allen to be able to handle that news right. And now it's Graydon's turn to take that Friday night role. And he was also asked about that, about what he's expecting to see from Graydon Harris. And he said, I just expect him to now do everything he's been doing on Saturday a day earlier. You know, he doesn't think Graydon's going to make it too much out of it. I mean, it's just doing the same thing a day earlier, you know, not on Saturday, but on Friday night. He did say he's excited to see Graydon's stuff under the lights because he said it makes a difference. I was a little surprised, honestly, that they didn't have a Saturday starter and they're leaving McCarty English on Sunday. So I asked Oz about that. And he said, listen, the staff doesn't have to have three bona fide starters. We're so deep in the bullpen that we don't need our starters to go 7-8 innings. If they go 5 or 6, we're pretty good. We feel pretty good about it. And so then I asked him, I said, have you ever been a part of a staff like that where you feel like you don't need three, but you might not even need two bona fide starters? And he said, well, 2022 was the closest staff that I can remember to this. And he said, but the thing is, we needed those starters in Tanner Hall and Hurston Waldrop and the other starters on that team. So this is a unique bullpen, a unique pitching staff, but in some ways, guys, it's almost more lethal because they have so many arms they can go to give them three or four innings in the middle relief.
Yeah. Do you think the move was made for, and let me say, we're big fans of Colby Allen, so I don't want anyone to misinterpret this, because Colby just was not as comfortable as a starter, or that Oz felt like we needed him in the role that he had always played in the past?
Yeah, he said it. He said, we saw it and it didn't look the same, I think is what his quote was. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not word for word, but that's basically what he was saying, that like what we were seeing from Colby Allen was not the Colby Allen we know. So that to me, and I said this on the show yesterday, the only time Ostrander's ever made moves like this is if he feels like something's not going right, right? Mm-hmm. So I think they just saw Colby and said, listen, that guy's just, he just doesn't have starter stuff. And what he is the best at and what he was an All-American at the last two seasons, and a, you know, a guy coming out of the pen and shutting games down. And when you have this luxury of this many arms, why not use them in that role? Because like I was saying yesterday, you really don't even need him as a starter because of how many other guys they have in the pen. Right. I mean, it's almost interchangeable as far as who starts and who comes out of the pen.
Who would you speculate will be the Saturday starter?
It probably just depends on who comes in Friday night after Harris. So, for example, if Cross Sibley comes in after Harris, then you probably see like a guy like Sundstrom or Crabtree. If Sundstrom comes in on Friday, I could see Cross being the Saturday guy.
Cross starting some games, yeah.
Would it matter, too, as far as Troy being able to develop any type of game plan of them not knowing who they're going to face?
That's interesting.
Generally not. Now, I will say generally so on a Sunday, but I will give you that a Saturday TBA is pretty not very normal off the top of my head.
Right. So, well, it's all going to play out, Dima, in about 48 hours, a little more than 48 hours. So we appreciate the report, and we're all going to be in pedal tomorrow. And it is confirmed that Scott Berry will be with us, and we'll probably talk a little baseball, Dima.
Wow, well, that's great. Yeah. Tell Kelly to stay at home then.
Thank you, my man. Dima Mixon, everybody, on the job for the Eagle Hour.
By the way, bad news for the Troy basketball team, the Sun Belt representative in the NCAA basketball tournament. They have already been bounced. Nebraska defeated Troy in the first round 76-47.
Badly bounced. Hey, don't forget about the podcast. You can hear it on all major podcast platforms. And Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.